Spirit Radio Podcasts.
We've had some dreary days over the last number of weeks, haven't we? Rain and sleet and snow. Janie, like last night, it was so windy. The trees were kind of battering against the window. You know that awful sound? And I don't know about you, but I find it tough sometimes. Thank God it's getting brighter now in the mornings. But leaving for work when it's dark and it's cold outside. And it's no surprise that a lot of us suffer with the winter blues, or you can actually have a seasonal affective disorder, otherwise known as SAD. On the line to talk to us about looking after our mental health over the winter months, we have psychotherapist and spiritual director at the Cork Wellbeing Counselling and Holistic Living Centre, Martina Lehan. Sheehan, good morning, Martina. How are you?
Good morning, Mindy. I'm very good. Thank you.
So it is quite common, isn't it, for people to get at this time of year the winter blues?
It is indeed. And whatever name we call it, there certainly seems to be an extra vulnerability in these months. You know, as you know, I work as a counsellor and psychotherapist, and I'm certainly coming across a lot of people where their mental and physical energy is low, you know. And
is it just the time of year, the weather? What is it?
I think it's a combination of those things. Certainly the lack of light, and we all know that serotonin is a huge contributor to mental alertness and well-being and so on. And that's, you know, really dipped in these months because people aren't going out getting that sunlight. So that's one contributor. It's a time of colds and flus when the body gets more vulnerable, and that also affects our get up and go. And really the lack of light, I think, is probably the main one. But all of those things combined, not to mention the slump, this particular month that comes, there's a vulnerability, I think, after Christmas, because we have a certain kind of an atmosphere of celebration, maybe. And then there's this huge kind of abyss that comes after it. So I think it's a combination of all of those things that vulnerability comes to the surface.
You know? Interesting you mentioned light, Martina, because I've heard people talk about light therapy.
Yeah, you see, light, like even just the symbol of light, like even spiritually, you know, light lifts us and light turns us towards what's good and what's positive and so on. And then in the absence of it, we kind of fall into inertia and so on. So it is a real thing. Yeah. And some people go for light therapy and things like that. I'm not sure whether that how effective that is. But the main thing is, I think, that we need to manage our vulnerability this time of year.
So what are the common symptoms we should be looking out for? Because a lot of the time, I think, with issues like this, whether, as you say, whatever you want to call it, whether it's the winter blues or seasonal affective disorder, I think a lot of the time we're just kind of trundling along, but we don't actually realise that actually there might be an issue here that we need to address. So what are the things we should be looking out for?
Yeah, trundling along with low energy. There's a thing called low-grade depression. You know, and that doesn't mean it's a chemical thing or that it's a depression that necessarily needs psychological intervention or medical intervention. But a lot of people have what's called low-grade depression. And low-grade depression is just when that the batteries aren't aren't fired up, motivation is low and so on. And I think, firstly, to acknowledge it, you know, to notice, gosh, I'm pulling myself out of bed in the morning, or I'm not feeling enthusiastic about trying new things, or I'm not enthusiastic about my work, or I'm finding myself a bit irritable or snappy, or I'm finding that even though I'm sleeping, I'm still waking up tired, or I'm kind of going for comfort food and I'm not doing the positive things, I'm falling into the kind of path of least resistance, no great interest in meeting people and things like that. They'd be the main symptoms of low-grade depression.
And as you say, obviously, it's hard for us to acknowledge it in the first place, isn't it, Martina?
To acknowledge it in the first place.
We kind of don't want to almost go there or think about it.
I just missed what you said there, sorry.
We kind of don't want to go there. We don't want to sit down and acknowledge these things sometimes. We want to just kind of push it below the surface.
That's true. And I think the important thing is, I'm a huge believer in like being gentle. You know, we have to be very, very gentle and to acknowledge gently, gosh. I suppose when I say gentle, I mean kind of create a relationship with it. When I say create a relationship with it, is kind of say, well, it's not all of me, but this is true for me right now, that I don't have the get up and go. And I've come across a lot of people who are sort of watching Operation Transformation and that, and they're nearly feeling worse because they're saying, you know, oh, I should be up and out and I should be running and I should be cutting down on food and all this sort of thing. And they're nearly feeling worse and beating themselves up if they're not able to rise to all of that kind of New Year stuff that, you know, a lot of us can't even do it for all sorts of reasons. So I think we really gentle and taking very, very small steps this time of year, you know.
What are the things that we can do then at this time of year to really try and help when we are feeling the winter blues?
Yeah. Well, like the obvious things, and we're hearing about them all the time, is kind of looking after our physical health and that, you know, so that's one thing. But I think more important than anything is to watch the mind, you know, as in our negative thinking towards ourselves is the main contributor to we going down into the spiral of low mental well-being. So, for example, I'm going to give the example now maybe of somebody who's watching Operation Transformation and she's sitting on the couch and she's not out there running cross-country and she's going for another biscuit or another chocolate or whatever, and then the mind kicks in. Oh, God, I'm useless. I'm never going to stay with my goals. I've no motivation. I'm not like everyone else. That's the thinking. Okay, so we start with noticing that kind of negative thinking. If we buy into negative thinking, it will always lead to a feeling. So the feeling then that will follow on will be a feeling of kind of low-grade depression, sadness, hopelessness. That will lead to a body sensation. And a body sensation then might be kind of the headache or the physical body tiredness. And then that will lead to a behavior. And the behavior will, oh, sure, there's no point now, I'll go for more comfort food. That's called the stress spiral. So we start with noticing that, and we notice the harsh critic that we can have towards ourselves. And instead of buying into that, we say, okay, I'll take one small positive step. And the one small, and I mean small, we have to start with positive, that's how we build resilience, is one small positive step might be not so much to cut back on something, but to add something. So maybe I'll take one small positive step, I'll wrap up and I'll take a 10-minute walk to get a little bit of light. And then to really affirm, that was good for today. Or one positive step, like making a phone call to increase social interaction. That's a positive step. We need social interaction hugely for our mental well-being. That's another positive step. Maybe doing something small that you've been putting off, like maybe clearing a room that every time you look at it, it's depressing you. So you're going to just clear it out a little bit. That's another positive step. It's amazing how the small steps rise us back out of the stress spiral and we start feeling good about ourselves.
And it can just make such a difference that we're doing small things every day, as you say.
Small little steps every day and affirming them. Like we're desperate towards ourselves with the mental stuff. The main contributors to this kind of low-grade depression is it's not a chemical imbalance. It's what's going on in the mind, you know. And what's going on in the mind, stuff like comparing ourselves to others, that's lethal. So for comparing ourselves to the one that's out doing the 10-mile jog or whatever, comparing ourselves to others is lethal. Living in fear of the future, you know, God, what if I'm not going to be able to face work tomorrow? Or what if I can't pay the bills when the visa comes through? Or what if I'm not going to be as clever as others in the presentation or whatever? The what ifs are in the domain of the mind, and we have to be very careful of those. And then the others are the kind of if-onlys, going back over things in the past. The main contributors to mental kind of depreciation or going down is anticipatory anxiety and rumination. And they are all stuff going on in the mind. So I think that's the main thing, you know, is watching the thoughts and not buying into the negative, but instead being very gentle, taking a small step. And that's how we build resilience.
Great
resilience
advice.
Is saying, well, I did this today. And that was good, and I'll build on that tomorrow. And we build up actually our own feel-good hormones by that sort of positive affirmation.
Great advice there, Martina, this morning. Thanks so much for joining us on the programme and some really good tips for us for looking after ourselves this winter. That was Martina Lehan Sheehan there. And if you want to find out more, by the way, you can go into corkwellbeingcounselling.ie. I mean, it's simple stuff, really, but it's difficult too, isn't it? Just about, as Martina said, taking those small steps, doing positive things and not being hard on ourselves. We have to be positive instead of being constantly negative and ruminating those negative thoughts. And comparing ourselves to others, that ain't easy. But hopefully some of those tips helped you today.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.